Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of science and technology. The following is an article from the online website SciTech Daily. The article was written by Mark Thompson from Universe Today. The propellantless spacecraft technologies that could help us reach the stars. Every conventional rocket faces the same problem. It must carry the material that propels it. Since Konstantin Tsiolkovsky described the rocket equation in 1903, spacecraft have burned fuel and expelled it backward to move forward under Newton's third law. But adding propellant also adds weight, which demands still more fuel to accelerate the heavier vehicle. This compounding burden places severe limits on missions and makes travel between stars appear extraordinarily difficult. What if a spacecraft could move without carrying propellant? A comprehensive review explores that possibility by examining propellantless propulsion technologies for spaceflight. Instead of relying on chemical combustion, these approaches draw energy or momentum from forces already present in space, potentially supporting missions that conventional rockets could not accomplish. Gravity assists exchange fuel for timing. The gravity assist is the most established propellantless method that has guided spacecraft for decades. Engineers send the spacecraft past a planet at a carefully chosen time and angle, allowing it to take a minute share of the planet's orbital momentum and gain speed without burning fuel. Voyager used this strategy to reach all four outer planets. Its major limitation is timing. The required planets must be properly aligned, so launch opportunities are uncommon and possible routes are restricted. Sails harness sunlight and solar wind. Solar sails offer more continuous and convenient propulsion by harnessing radiation pressure from sunlight. These enormous membranes reflect photons to generate thrust, accelerating slowly but persistently without fuel. Japan's Icarus probe demonstrated the technology in 2010, successfully traveling to Venus on sunlight alone. However, solar sails require vast, gossamer-thin materials that must survive harsh space conditions for years, and their performance drops dramatically with distance from the sun. Magnetic sails take a different approach, using superconducting loops to generate powerful magnetic fields that deflect the solar wind, the stream of charged particles constantly flowing from the sun. By pushing against this plasma, magnetic sails create thrust without consuming propellant. They potentially offer better acceleration than solar sails and wouldn't degrade over time like reflective membranes. The catch? Creating the necessary magnetic field requires enormous superconducting coils, potentially 50 kilometers in radius, maintained at cryogenic temperatures. The technology to build and deploy such structures simply doesn't exist yet. Electric sails represent a newer variant, using charged tethers rather than magnetic fields to repel solar wind protons. These systems promise lighter spacecraft than magnetic sails, though they too depend on deploying extremely long, lightweight wires and require significant electrical power to maintain the necessary charge. Every method carries a trade-off. Each propellantless method offers unique advantages while facing distinct engineering hurdles. Gravity assists work now, but demand precise planetary alignments. Solar sails provide steady thrust, but need massive, delicate structures. Magnetic and electric sails avoid material degradation, but require technologies still in development. The review makes clear that no single approach solves every challenge, but together, these methods could fundamentally transform how we explore the solar system and beyond. For truly ambitious missions to interstellar space, leaving the propellant behind may not just be advantageous, it may be absolutely essential. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of science and technology. I'm Roger Baker.